From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last week, the Democrats vying to be president had their night to shine on cable TV. Tonight, it was the Republicans' turn to debate. 10 Republican presidential candidates gathered at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, for a live televised debate. It was broadcast by MSNBC and co-sponsored by Politico.com. The candidates were asked about, among other things, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mitt Romney was asked by MSNBC's Chris Matthews whether the focus of the war on terror should remain on Osama bin Laden.
Of course we get Osama bin Laden and track him wherever he has to go and make sure he pays for the outrage he exacted on
America. Do we move heaven and earth to do it?
We'll move everything to get him, but I don't want to buy into the Democratic pitch that this is all about one person, Osama bin Laden, because after we get him, there's going to be another and another. This is about Shia and Sunni. This is about Hezbollah and Hamas and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a worldwide jihadist effort to try and cause the collapse of all moderate Islamic governments and replace them with a caliphate. They ultimately want to bring down the United States of America. This is a global effort we're going to have to lead to overcome this jihadist effort. It's more than Osama bin Laden. But he is going to pay, and he will die.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mitt Romney. Senator John McCain was asked about the Bush administration's current war strategy.
Do you need anything beyond what the president has now to win the war?
Now I think it's on the right track. The war was terribly mismanaged. The war was terribly mismanaged, and we now have to fix a lot of the mistakes that were made. Books have been written, but we have a new strategy and a new general, and these young men and women are committed to winning.
NPR's Ina Jaffe is at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and she joins me now. Ina, the debate was at the Ronald Reagan Library, and the candidates certainly had no problem evoking the legacy of Ronald Reagan in their answers today.
No, they didn't, Robert. I should say that this evening began with Mrs. Reagan being ushered into the auditorium on the arm of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she received a standing ovation. And she looked very happy to be at that event, but she also looked rather frail. And her presence was really felt throughout this event. If there was any candidate that didn't mention Ronald Reagan, I think I missed it. They talked about him in terms of cutting taxes, certainly, but they also talked about him in terms of his ability to communicate a clear message that the American people could get behind and his optimism. Optimism was continually invoked by many of the candidates as the key to getting America unified again.
Well, by way of contrast, how would you describe the candidates' references to President Bush?
Well, that was a little less glowing. They were moderate in the way they expressed themselves, but they all did find some differences with the president, either on the conduct of the war, a la Senator McCain, or in terms of the way he had handled other issues, immigration, for example. But it was interesting that Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, who is considered one of the front runners, leads in many polls, was the one who defended the president the most, in a way. He said that no one should forget that after 9/11, we thought this country would be attacked again. This country hasn't been attacked again. And he said that the president has to get credit for putting America on offense in the war against terror.
Well, let's talk about some social issues that were raised in this debate. For example, abortion. Mitt
Yes.
Romney has been accused of shifting his position over the years on the abortion issue. Rudy Giuliani was pro-choice as mayor of New York City. How did they deal with that in a party that's so staunchly pro-life?
Well, they both said that they were personally very opposed to abortion, and Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor, said that he simply said he would uphold the law, and the law in Massachusetts and the law of the land is pro-choice, and that's what he did. But that he really had a turning point when the debate got to be embryonic stem cell research and the cloning of human embryos, as he put it, for the purposes of research and of finding cures, research that he says would destroy those embryos. And that's when he decided that this had gone too far and he needed to be more staunchly pro-life than he had been, unless privately so. Mayor Giuliani really kind of hemmed and hawed. He was strangely stammering the very first time that this issue was raised. And he, I don't really feel that he ever really clearly articulated his position if you put all of his answers together.
Well, let's just run down the other candidates who were there. Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, former Governors Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin, Jim Gilmore of Virginia, Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado, and Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, and Ron Paul of Texas. That was the cast. Ina Jaffe, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Ina Jaffe was covering tonight's Republican presidential debate at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California.